like they didn't keep the shvua that Avimelech made. The Chziv, it says that Avimelech, who was a Plishtim, he made a shvua with Yitzchak that he won't harm Klal Yisrael. The Chziv, Tishkali Lanidil Nechti, to my children, to my grandchildren, that there be a bris between us and you. And here, the Plishtim now were fighting against Klal Yisrael. So here was bottled that shvua that Avimelech made. The verse says, "Vayigdal hanar v'yavachei Hashem." That Shimshon grew up, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him a bracha. So Mara says, "B'may Baruchu, where was Shimshon's bracha?" Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, "Shebirchu bi'amosai."
He gave that his amosai here means his tashmish aver. His aver was kibnei yodim, was like a normal person, but the zara, like the zara, the zara that came out of him was kinachol shaitif. Kinachol means like a river shaitif that overflows. In other words, really the kashrut is here, like the bracha says, what, vayivorchu, that vayivorchu Hashem, Hashem gave him a bracha. So the question is, with what? Mashu, we don't find the psukim that Shimshon was rich, or that he had an arichas yomim. So how did it be like we see the sugi later, he had advice as a tithe for tashmish. It's like this, the Mephoshim speak out, that if he wouldn't have had this bracha of a lot of zera, he would have become weak. Now that he had this bracha, he was able to have all this tashmish with all these plishtas. So that was his bracha that he got, that his zara, there was plenty of zara there. Even though his ever was like normal, but his zara was a lot.
Zara kinach ha-shaitif. Right. Vayikra Shimshon el Hashem. Vayomer Hashem elokim. Zochreini no, v'chaskeini no, ach hapam hazeh. This was after the mice at the end, after they knocked out Shimshon's eyes. Now Shimshon asked Hashem, please, one more time, give me back my strength. Let me take back revenge for one of my eyes from Shimshon, from Miplishtim. The Rashi says, Nikoim achas mishteinov means char achas meinai. Like reward for one eye, give me now that I shall have my strength back to wipe out the Plishtim. The reward for the other ride they took out now, I should get that reward on Elam Habo. Even though I says, the Mishnah says Mashmah's eyes were taken out because it did Ksas Chet, but I call upon him to still buy Mashmah reward for this. There's still a tremendous shinish, and for this he deserves a reward. So yes, Hashem, please give me Koyach one more time. Omar Rav, Omar Shmuel, that Omar Rav, Omar Shimshon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rav says that Shimshon said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zechor Li, remember for me, Esrei Moshtei Shana, the 22 years, Sheshoshvarati Es Yisrael, that he was a Shofet over Klal Yisrael. V'lo Yomarti Li'echod Mehem, Hevel Li Makom Imakom Imakom. I never used any Jew to do anything for me personally. I never told anybody to please take over the smack of the stick from one place to another place. Can you imagine that? He was a shofet, a ruler, and he never used any Jew for his own special private purpose. He never told him to do anything for him. So the schar there, he said, please give me back this koyach. Then it says, Vayelach Shimshon, Vayilkad Sholosh Meyashuel. This is Maisim. Before that, the Shimshon went and collected 300 foxes. For the Gemara, Maishno Shuolim, how come Shimshon went to collect foxes? Omer Rabbi Avoy, Bar Negidi, Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Shimshon. Shimshon said like this, Yovoy mi shechoizel yachurov, let me take somebody that runs backwards. When you go to catch a fox, it runs backwards, Rashi says. Kishesodin loitzoi, einoy mazdik levroyach, elochoizak kolosai. It doesn't like run charge forwards, but rather it goes backwards. That's the way a fox runs. Is ve'yifram mi plishtim shechozul b'shvuasan. Let me pay them back to Plishtim now, because they went back from their shvua, like Avimelech. Avimelech made a shvua, Melech Plishtim, not to start up a Klal Yisrael, and now the Plishtim are going back on their shvua. Tanya Yom Reb Shimon Achosid, that bank Sefer Shal Shimshon, how wide was it between Shimshon's two shoulders? Shishamama was 60 yamas. Hoyu. Shenem the Pesuk says, Vayishkav Shimshon at Chatzi Alayla, that Shimshon was sleeping until the middle of the night. Then, Vayoko Machatilal, he got up in the middle of the night. Vayechaz Bedalsois Sharir, he grabbed the hold of the gates of the city. Uvishteya Mezuzah, the two posts of the gates. Vayisom Im Avriach, he picked it up, Mamish, with everything, all the whole gate together. Vayosom Aksevav, and he put it on his shoulders. Ugemiri was learnt, that the gates of Aza were 60 yamas wide. So that's how wide Shimshon was, the shoulders. That's what
this here also comes to show us mamish the strength of Shimshon, that how his body was, that he was so wide that being safe for mamish was 60 yamas, a tremendous amount. That was all the gibor, the gvura of Shimshon. Yeah.
But then the pasuk says, "Vayehi toichim aveis asurim." That when he was in prison, Shimshon, toichim was like grinding there. What does that mean? Amar Reb Yochanan ein tchina l'loshen avera. Grinding here means a loshen of an avera. He was doing averas there, mashma. The chayin where the pasuk says, "Titcham liyachar ishti," that in melamed shekol echad viyechad hevi lo yasishter l'aveis asurim. All the plishtim brought their wives to the prison where Shimshon was. That they wanted their wives to live with Shimshon, that they should become pregnant from Shimshon, in order that they should become strong like Shimshon was. So that's what the Plishtim were doing there. And Amara Papa Hainu de Yarmunshin, this is what people say. Kami Dishosi Chamra Chamra. In front of somebody that drinks wine, give him wine. Whatever you ruggle in, you bring in front of him. So people, Thomas Reuter likes to drink wine, they bring wine. Kame rufuke geridoi duvla. Rashi says, lefnei oivet adam, some of the plows the fields, v'choifa beginar shirogu lecho yerek, some of the plows the fields, that's used to eating the, what grows there, the vegetables, is mevi and sal mola yerek, they bring them also yerek's teeth. V'yomer ad yechanan, kol amezane ishtoi mezanenes olav. I'm not sure what it means here. It means by Shimshon also, but he had znus before, so now they brought him also, these ladies, to have znus. It also means that they wanted the kids to be strong, like Shimshon. For Yom Rabbi Yechanan, kol ha-mezane ishtoy mezanenes olav. Any man, that's mezane means, goes away like behind his wife's back, lives with other ladies, you should know your wife is going to do the same thing back to you also. Is ishtoy mezanenes olav, your wife will also betray you and also go with other men. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Im nifto libi alisha, v'ya pesach rei yarofti." Voksiva says, "Titchon liachar ishti, v'yoleh yichru nacherim." Mashmir, if you leave her, she'll also leave you. V'hainu the yarmish, this is what people say. Iyo beikari, the man goes with a big pumpkin, as he looks like a big lady. V'yisnesa beibutini, and the lady looks for a small one. Kitz, if you look for a zayna, she'll also look for another man also. Rashi's min echad, it's one type of a pumpkin. El eshelu gderlim, these are big ones, these are small ones. Kleima, b'mashu oise ki asuka. Whatever you're busy doing, you should know your wife is also busy doing it. So if you think you're cheating, you should know your wife is also cheating. The Yom Reb Yechanan, Shimshon dan es Yisrael k'avim shebashmayim. Shimshon was dan k'ay Yisrael, mamasav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shinem Maraposik says, Don Yodin Amoy, Ki Echot. Ki Echot means, Ki Echudu Shalaylam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says it means the Mishpat Tzedek. When he was a Shoifet, he was down them the right way, Mamash with Mishpat Tzedek. The Yom Reb Yechanon, Shimshon al Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shimshon was on the name of Hashem like. Shinem Maraposik says, Shemesh Shemogin Hashem Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the Shemesh, like the sun, and the protector. So Shemesh and Shimshon are the name of Hashem. For the Gemara, if so, Elamiyati, if so, Lo Yimcha, it should be also to erase the name then. But tell him now, Shimshon is Hashem Hashem, we should be also to erase his name, and we know there's no Issa. So we're into the Elamiyain, Shemesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megan HaKol Olam Kuloi. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the whole world, is Ah Shimshon Megan B'dor Ela Yisrael. Those 22 years that Shimshon was the Shofet, he also protected Klal Yisrael. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Bilam chiga baragla yachasoya. Bilam was lame in one foot. Shenem the pasuk says vayelach shefi, and a Shimshon chiga b'shtei ragla poya. But Shimshon's was lame in two of his feet. Shenem the pasuk says shefifon ala yarech. Shefifon mashma kafel double loshin that both feet were lame. Tana Rabbonin, Chamisha Nivro Meyen Dugma Shomala. Five people were created with special power, something special about them, like the powers of upstairs. The kulam lock of hen, and all of them did wrong with it. And they had to get punishment because of that. Shimshon the koichai. Shimshon has special power, like Vein Shemayim, and he got punished by it at the end. They were saying his eyes were knocked out, he did chatoim. Shol b'tzavoroi. Shol's neck was very long and very stiff. And because that also, at the end, he got killed because of that. That's the way he died. Rashi says, V'shol b'tzavoroi means, V'yigba mikol la'mishchemoi. He was higher than everybody else from his shoulders upwards. Now his whole neck was taller than anybody else. V'aytav sholem b'sarev. Sholem had beautiful hair. And tzidkiyo b'yenev and good eyes. Asa b'raglev. Asa had very good feet. Now Shimshon, Koicha Shimshon had very good strength. The Chassid Pesach says, V'ayosa koicha mi'olov. That at the end, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took away his strength. He lost his strength. Shol b'tzavoroi, that we say Shol had a very tall neck. He was tall from his neck upwards. He was taller than everybody else. So what happened to him at the end? The Chassid Pesach says, V'yikach Shol asacheriv v'yapol aleho. That Shol at the end took the sword and fell on it. The mashmi basically cut off his head. Places the sword hit him by the tzava, by his neck. Av Sholem b'saroi, Av Sholem with his hair, Kredinan l'meimel kamon. It was said before, like we said before already, that by his hair got caught in the tree. That's the way he also died then. Tzidkiyo b'yenes kiyo with his eyes. Tzidkiyo, it says, v'yes eina tzidkiyo ivar, that they made him blind, at the end they made him blind. Aso b'raglov, the pasuk says, "Rak liyestik nasoi choles raglov." When he got old, his feet started to hurt him. What does that mean? V'yomer Rav Yehuda, "Amar Rav shechzosoi padgara." He got the sickness, the grout. He got a sickness, padgara. Yeah. All right, turn over. Then Omalei mazutra braid the Rav Nachman. Heichi dami padgara. How is this sickness? What is this grout? The pidgroino, oma omalei kemacha the bosrachai. It's painful like a needle in your body, in a live bos, in a live skin, like putting a needle there. So the Gemara, me no yoda. How did he know this? How do you know that's how painful it was? Seek the army. Some say mecha shoyechoshpe. He himself faces mazutra, had this sickness himself. That's how we knew how painful it was. The Ika the army, some say, may Rabbi Shomalei. No, his Rebbe taught him this. And the Ika the army, some say, Soida Hashem li Reyev, Ubrisa li Adiyam. That's the certain things, Soida Hashem li Reyev. Hidden things that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells to his own Yireyim, to Tzadikim. So you can't ask the Kasha when a Tzadik tells you something, how does he know? There's a special schooler that he has, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Tzadikim certain things, that Soida Hashem li Reyev. By the Dorash Rava, Mifneima Nenish Asa. Also, why did Asa get his punishment? How come at the end he got sickness in his feet? Mifnei Sha'asa Angeriak B'Talmid Chachamim. He made the Talmid Chachamim do the regular work the way everybody else had to do, like pay the taxes, do the special Avoid the Samelech, do the special work for the king. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'Amelech Asa Hishmias Kol Yehuda. Ain't nothing, nobody was clean, freed. Maye Noki, what does that mean? Everybody had to go do their work, even a chosim, even a kala. Sino doesn't know for a Talmud Chacham, the Talmud means also what in Talmud Chacham also, we made them also work. Yeah. The Pasuk says, Vayerit Shimshim Timnosa, that Shimshim went down to Timnosa. Oksiv, another pasuk says, Hinei chamiach oyla timnasa. By Tamar and Yehuda, there it says the pasuk, they told Tamar that your father-in-law, your Yehuda, went up. So to steer it, do you go down or do you go up to timnasa? Omer Ablaza, Shimshon shen is ganabo, Shimshon that did something wrong in timnasa, Ksiv, they read it. It says, Vayerid, he lost himself there. Vashenkin Yehuda, shen is alabo, Yehuda had an aliyah there, Siv be'aliyah, that's where Siv Lashni went up. We have Shmuel ben Achmeni Yama, no b'chadas no kasha. Shtei Timnoya saw you. There were two different cities called Timnosa. Chodav, you read, the one was on the way down, the Chodav Aliyah on the way up. We have Papu Yama, no, Chodav Timna, there's one city called Timno. To Yosem, Mehai Gisa, you read it was like in the middle. So if you come from upwards, it's called going down. Or the Yosem, Mehai Gisa, you come the other way, Aliyah, it's called going up. going like a case of Rodinia or Bay Bori Vishukadinarish. These were cities placed by Tesson Bubble that was like that, that in one way it's going up, the other way it's going down. Then the Pasuk says by Tamar Vatesha Pesachinaim, she sat the Pesach of the opening of the eyes. What does that mean? Omar Reb Alexandria Malame, Shaholcha the Yoshvala Bepischa Shalavam Avinu. She went and sat by the entrance where Avram Avinu used to have. Mokom Shekol Eina Tzoifus Lirois. Place everybody comes to see, like when Sam Avram Avinu, when he had his tent, the chesed that he did, was in front of everybody. So she also went in the open city, place there, where everybody was there. Rabbi Chama Mama, Mokom Hu is the name of a place, Sheshmei Enayim. Pesach Enayim means that's the name of the place. Enayim. V'cheinu Wem is a post like that, Tafuach V'enayim. Mashmah is the name of a place. Rabbi Shmuel Banach Meini Omar, Shenosno Enayim Lidvoreho. She put her eyes to her words. Trashi Dugmo Pesach Heter Nitno Liatzmo Shein Averi Bedover. In other words, if to say, there's nothing wrong, it's okay, there's no Averi, like we'll soon see. What does that mean? Kishatova, that when Yehuda Esther, like yes, Tamar, he thought she was a zayin there. Yes, to live with him. Oh my Lord! So he said to her, Shema Nochri Yisat, maybe you're a guy, a shiksa, I can't live with you. Armula, she said back to him, no, ki yerusani, I'm a Jew. Shrashi means v'yeni avodicham, I'm not avodah zara. Or rilucha, I'm fit for you. Down there wasn't the shiloh of Yerus then. The shiloh was Yerus there. Depends what type of Yerus there was. Cried the man Torah. A cold point, she wasn't David Abay the Zorah. So weiter, Yehuda asked her, Shemur Eshes Ishat, maybe though you're married, I can't live with you. Omer Lei Penuyani, she said back, no, I'm not married. Shema Kibbul Bochavio Kedushin, but maybe your father was Makabal Kedushin for you when you were young, and you don't know about it. So maybe you are Mekudeshes. Omer Lei Yehuda, Tomer answered back, Yisaymani, I don't have a father. So there's nothing to worry about, I'm not married. Shema Tameyat, maybe you're a Nida now. Or Molay, she said back to him, no, Toirani, I'm Tor. So really, when Yehuda lived with her, there was no real Aveir in living with her. She was a Pnuya and a Toira. Now the post says that Avram Avinu, since we're talking about Avram Avinu, about Batesha Pesachinayim, now it says that by Avram Avinu it says, Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva, that Avram Avinu planted an Eshel in Be'er Sheva. Omer Rash Lakish, Malami, this comes to teach us, She'osa Paradise, that Avram Avinu made a big paradise there, a big orchard there. Venoto boy called me and the garden, and he planted all good type of foods there. That was the chesed that Avram Avinu did. We have Yehuda of Rabbi Nechemia, it's a machlokes. Chadama once says paradise. It was a big orchard that Avram Avinu had. The Chadama once says no pundik. It was a hotel that he had. So Bishleim Lamandi on the paradise, if you want to tell me, it was the Vayita Esho. That Avram Avinu planted an Esho means. He planted an orchard. Hainu dichtei vayita. That's very good. The lashon of vayita, you have to plant. Elo lamandi yom apundik. But if you learn that Avram Avinu had his in there, the place that did all his chesed, my vayita. What's his lashon of planting? You don't have to plant. And Gemara no ki dichtei. The pasuk says vayita ole yapanda avdonai vayikri. That what you do plant your tent. It's also shaykh lashon of planting your tent. Shashi pasuk ubdeniyol alechem yamalochim. So even to say he made his tent is also shaykh this lashon. It's interesting, mamish, this is the whole chesed that Avram Avinu did, and in the Torah it's mamish, it's very small about his chesed that he did. It only says mamish in two words. Vayita leishol. The Pasuk doesn't talk about it, the Chumash doesn't talk about it. It's not in Marach and the chesed that Avram Avinu did. Like even though we know Avram Avinu was the Yavah chesed, still all the Pasuk says is, Ati yadati kirei lekim ato. The shvach of Avram Avinu was that he was yirei lekim. Chur, the pasuk should have been marbis, speak a lot about the chesed that he did. Some people want to say, I mean, that avad the ik was chesed that he did. But time to do chesed like this is not so great. The greatness is that you do the chesed because you're elokim. Like, you know, that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. And that's why you do the chesed, that's a great chesed. That's why the Torah emphasizes more by Avraham Avinu, the fact that he was yirei elokim. Then the pasuk says, Vayikra shom b'shem Hashem kel elyon. That Avram Avinu called Hashem's name Kel Elyon. What does that mean? Amar Resh Lakish. Al Tikri Vayikra doesn't mean that Avram Avinu himself called Hashem's name. Ela Vayakra.